Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. California's primary is March 3rd, not in June, as it has been. And to vote in the primary, you have to be registered by February 18th. Now, if you are already registered, but you've had a name change or your political party changed, you have to re-register. If you were a no-party preference voter and you want to vote for a presidential candidate, you're going to have to request a specific party ballot. We'll get to those details in a moment. Those are statewide general provisions, but specific voting procedures differ from county to county. So we're going to do a little sampling of what's happening across the region, starting with Courtney Bailey-Canellis. She's the Registrar of Voters in Sacramento County, and she's with me in the studio. Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Beth. Thank
you. This is rare that we're face-to-face.
Yes.
Usually we're in an election crunch and I'm just talking to you by phone. So I'm glad to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
So March 3rd is a presidential primary. And what makes everything different because of that?
So presidential primary elections are actually party specific. And in California, we only have party specific primaries every 4 years. And this means that voters will see the candidates on their ballot that are directly associated with their registered political party.
So Democrats will choose among Democratic candidates, Republicans, other parties likewise. And then there is the decline to specify or no party preference. So what happens in that case?
So for those voters that are referred to in the state as no party preference, but as you mentioned, also decline to state or even the term independent has been used, these are the voters that are not registered with a political party. So for all of those voters not registered with a political party, they will not see any presidential candidates on their ballot. But that doesn't mean that they don't have some choices.
All right. I want to review that because if you stay with no party preference, you're going to be able to vote for other races, but you will not see any candidates for the race for president, correct?
Correct.
However, if you want to be able to vote for president, you have to take a few steps or at least one step now.
Correct. So there is some action that is required for voters that want to request to vote a particular party ballot, again, only if they're not registered with a political party. And voters who are not registered with a political party may request to vote on the presidential nominees for a few parties only. And those parties statewide are the American Independent Party, the Libertarian Party, and the Democratic Party. And it's important to note that the reason why it's only just a few of the parties is because it's actually the party's decision. It's the party's choice whether or not they want those voters that aren't registered with a political party to help choose their nominee in the primary.
So you have a couple choices. If you're a no party preference, chances are you got a postcard already in Sacramento County, correct?
Yes. If you are a voter in Sacramento County that has not registered with a political party, you would have received a postcard asking you to, if you would like, to make a party selection or letting you know if you did want to re-register with another political party, you still have time.
And there's part of that postcard that you could complete and mail back. If you disregard it or do nothing, then you're going to get a vote-by-mail ballot in early February like everybody else, but it would not include candidates for president.
Correct. And so even after a later time, if you decide you would still like a ballot mailed to you with a political party that's allowing this crossover option, you can still email or call your county elections office. Also, you still have the opportunity to vote in person to request another ballot. In Sacramento County, that would be requesting a ballot at vote centers, but throughout the state, voters would be allowed that option at polling places as well.
This all might seem a little bit in the weeds for people who already know they're voting by a particular party. What percentage of all voters in the county end up being no party preference? How many people are we talking about?
We're talking about almost a third of the registered voters in Sacramento County are currently not registered with a political party.
And that word crossover means you're just going to move into choosing one particular party, whether it's American Independent, Libertarian, Democratic. Could be Republican, Green, Peace and Freedom.
So for the crossover, it does allow for for you to vote for those presidential nominees for this election only. So it does not change a voter's registered political party. It just allows them to cross over for the presidential nominees. For the parties such as Peace and Freedom, Green, and Republican, they are not allowing the crossover option.
So what happens after this primary to someone who has been no party preference?
So after this primary, for those that are not registered with a political party, still, once the November general election comes, that voter will still have the opportunity to vote for any of the presidential candidates. It's only with these party primaries that are specific to the voters in that registered party. And of course, it's important to remember that the reason why we have primaries to begin with is so that that party can help make that decision on who they want to represent them in November.
Okay, let me fast forward a little bit to the registration process being done by February 18th. Now we come up to the vote-by-mail ballots going out in the mail. When does that happen?
Voters in Sacramento County, every registered voter, I should say, in Sacramento County, will receive a ballot in the mail for that first week of February.
Okay. And the ballots can then be returned through the mail, the postage is paid, or they can be dropped at these drop boxes, which we've gotten used to in the last 1 to 2 elections.
Correct. We will have 58 drop boxes throughout Sacramento County that voters can return their ballot starting the day that they receive them in the mail if they wanted to vote early. In addition, we also have multi-service vote centers set up for voters to return their ballot that way if they choose.
Courtney, you were a key player in the transition that some counties made from polling places to vote centers, and that was Sacramento County's response to the 2018 Voters' Choice Act. There are other counties that operate similarly to what we've just been talking about with Sacramento, and who are they?
So the counties for our neighbors that went with us in 2018 is Nevada County. We also have a lot more counties moving forward in 2020, including El Dorado, Amador. We also have Fresno, and a few very large counties such as Los Angeles, Orange, and Santa Clara are all adopting this new model where every registered voter receives a ballot in the mail. And if they still want to vote in person, they can at any vote center location.
All right. Since you mentioned Nevada County, let's check in up there. I do have with me in the studio Courtney Bailey Canellos. She's the Registrar of Voters for Sacramento County. And on the phone right now is Pascal Fussholer in Nevada County, California. She's the editor and co-founder of Ubinet. Hi, Pascal.
Good morning, Beth.
So pick up at that point with Nevada being an early adopter of the Voters' Choice Act and what happens with the voting process up there.
Yeah, so Nevada County, just like Sacramento County, adopted the Voters' Choice Act in 2018. And we had even a little more training because we had also 2 special elections, both for state Senate and state assembly. So Nevada County voters are already pretty used to the vote-by-mail process. Then again, for starters, Nevada County already had a very large percentage of permanent absentee voters, as they were called way back then. And also the turnout has been consistent. Normally, Nevada County has a higher voter turnout than the statewide average. So, for example, in 2018, the statewide average was about 65%, but Nevada County was close to 80% turnout. So that
wow.
works really well in Nevada County. And like Connie said, the same thing is happening here in Nevada County. The postcards that are especially for voters registered with no party preference, they have gone out and they should be dropping in registered voters' mailboxes sometime this week.
How's the website situation for information for everybody, Pascal?
Nevada County is going to set up a special section, and they will do much more outreach as well for this for both the primary and the general election. And then we have, given where we are, there are even some contingency plans in case, especially for the general election, if we were to suffer another PSPS, so Nevada County, is already working on getting that together, and the county is planning as if there would be a PSPS event during the November 2020 election, which is, of course, expected to have a high voter turnout. And the elections office has already been meeting proactively with the CEO's office to discuss logistics, and they have identified facilities with backup power, and plans are well underway to support a successful election.
You're talking about a public safety power shutoff, and Nevada County wouldn't be the only county in California susceptible to that. And that training has come from the top. I understand that the Secretary of State's office has reached out to assist, but you were in the midst of heavy power shutoffs, so it's a serious concern there, isn't it?
It is absolutely a serious concern because the Nevada County, of course, had, I believe we had seven public safety power shutoffs. We were in the area of seven public safety power shutoffs, with three very large ones in October, and one that was slated but ultimately did not happen in November. So those plans are definitely an integral part of the planning process, and there are many meetings that have already been taken place, and there's also, of course, the education component. What happens if your vote center, because we have vote centers as well, what happens if a vote center does not have backup power? However, I have to say that the elections office is trying to get all the vote centers with backup power, and if needs be, they are planning on actually getting generators to the vote centers so that people can vote during the days preceding and, of course, on election day.
All right, Pascal, let's call this the first of a number of conversations we'll have during this upcoming election year, okay?
All right, then.
All right, thank you so much. That was Pascal Fussholer from Ubinet in Nevada County. By the way, Courtney, same thing for Sacramento County with contingency plans for power problems?
Absolutely. Not only are we worried about the planned public shutoffs, but also just knowing now that the primary is in March, we could have flooding, we could have all sorts of other disasters that might be unforeseen that we normally wouldn't experience in June. So we have definitely changed our contingency planning to accommodate that.
All right, now let's skip across the land a little bit and check in with Jeffrey Berry. He is Chief Deputy Clerk Recorder Assessor of Yolo County, Davis being the biggest city in Yolo County. Hi, Jeffrey. Good to talk to you again.
Good morning, Beth. Good to talk with you again.
So what information has gone out or is going out to voters in Yolo County?
Well, a lot like my compatriots there have talked about. You know, we're getting those notices out to those NPP voters and letting them be aware of what parties are allowing crossover, and for them to get their information to us as soon as possible so that as we start to get ready for the vote-by-mail period, we can assure them that they'll get the correct ballot.
All right. What's happening for voting, the process in the county? Where are you in the transition to vote centers and vote-by-mail ballots?
Well, we're still very much in the wait-and-see for the vote center right now. So we're still going to have our 96 physical polling places open, and we will have our election office open. But because of the demand for the conditional voter registration process, these two coming up elections, we will have a satellite office open on the UC Davis campus to accommodate a lot of those students who in November 2018 had failed to register to vote on time and then ended up getting in a car or Ubering or taking a bus here to Woodland to CVR here at our office. So we recognize that the UC State Davis students are a large part of our population, so we're going to accommodate their needs right there on campus for March and November 2020.
You answered one of my questions there with a large group of voters possibly being first-time voters, first-time registrars or registering. What about volunteers? How do you do in that respect with the engagement in the process?
Well, we work very proactively with the chancellor and his team at UC Davis to get together and do some not just regular announcement boards and that kind of stuff, but we work with the chancellor to do a PSA that's actually, we try to broadcast at some of the events there on campus, and that runs on the campus network so that they know that, hey, this is the time that's coming up, and it's actually our registrar, Jesse Salinas, and the chancellor working together in that video to get the information out to students. And then anyone that would like to work for us or wants to be a poll worker and help us out, we take as any applications that we can get and pursue them actively.
Jeffrey, I'll ask you a question that maybe Courtney has to add some information to in here. But what happens for a first-time voter in this election with regard to that no party preference or declined estate? Is that an option at this point in registering in Yolo County? Is it, Jeffrey?
Well, right now, if they come in and that's what they want to register, we have to make them aware of that for this upcoming election, they will have to choose something or else they won't be able to, you know,
vote for president.
Right. You know, so we let them know at that time. Those that are still coming in through the DMV or online right now, we still then have to go that extra step to get that notification out to them and let them be aware of what, you know, what their choice right now and why we have to do it this way.
It's probably that same way in Sacramento County, isn't it, Courtney?
Correct. Yes. We want to make sure that voters, whether it's your first time or your 50th time, that you're aware of what the options are and that you make sure you are registered the way you want to be with the upcoming election.
We were talking about volunteers again to Sacramento County. Courtney, what's the situation with volunteering?
We are always looking for volunteers. We like to say it takes a village to create an election. But the truth of the matter is it takes thousands of people to put on an election in Sacramento County. It used to be several thousand. Now with the new model, it's a couple thousand. And we are always looking for folks to assist with helping to pick up ballots and also working at the multi-service vote centers over multiple days.
February 18th is the statewide date to be registered. So, Jeffrey, what's the local ballot in Yolo County going to look like?
It's going to be kind of busy, actually. We've got several referendums going inside of Davis, West Sacramento. We have a couple city councils up for election as well. And we have some supervisor races right now that actually have not the incumbents actually have challengers. So it's going to be very interesting as we get into this election here to see how our little local politics, our dynamics potentially change.
Well, same thing that I said to Pascal, Jeffrey, and to Courtney. I'm so glad to connect with you at the beginning of this process because it's going to be a very busy year. And I think we can't stress enough that there are changes, that if a voter has done something for many, many years one way in the past, it doesn't mean that it's the same way this year, right?
Most definitely. You can't assume it as that it's always the status quo is current. So with all that's going on, you want to make sure and double check that you're registered to vote, make sure that you're aligned with the right party if you so choose to have one, and just be in contact with your elections office, because if you really feel that this is important to you, go ahead, reach out, take the time, and we will always answer your phone call.
All right, Jeffrey, it's a pleasure. Thanks a lot. Happy holidays.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, that's Jeffrey Berry from Yolo County. He is Chief Deputy Clerk, Recorder, and Assessor. And Courtney, let's wrap this up with resources for people. Of course, in each county, you can go online to your county voter information website. Statewide, though, there are a number of resources.
Absolutely. The Secretary of State's website has some great information, including a website that's howtovoteforpresident.sos.ca.gov to really help explain in detail what the options are for voters and what voting in a party primary actually means. And as Jeffrey mentioned, it is important to stay in contact with your local elections office. Make sure to check those materials, whether it's the voter information guide or other notifications, letting the voters know how they're registered to make sure they are registered correctly.
It's easy to do it online, too. You can just push the button and make sure or verify whether you're registered as well.
Absolutely. So in the state and also I think most counties, there might be a few small counties that don't have the option, but most counties have the ability to verify your voter status online. But also with the state, My Voter Status it is a great resource to be able to confirm your information. So it doesn't take long at all to make sure you're registered correctly. And if not, to re-register and get that updated.
All right. Before I let you go, because you are the chair of the Sacramento County Voting Accessibility Advisory Committee, what are the issues you're most concerned about going into this election? And that's in terms of the overall picture of working with voters, making sure everybody that wants to vote can cast a ballot.
Exactly. We really want to make sure we do what we can to diminish any sort of barriers to voting. And one is information and making sure the voters have the information to be able to participate in the election. And two, also letting them know the expectations of what to experience and what it will look like, either voting by mail or voting in person. We are encouraging voters to vote early. We are expecting lines on election day at our vote centers. So we want to get out the messaging now to vote early if you can, to make sure you have plenty of time to cast that ballot.
Well, it's the first presidential election with the new system with the vote centers. So in one sense, you have expectations. On the other, you don't know what to expect, really.
That's true. I'm grateful Sacramento County tried this first in 2018, but with the increased turnout, with the different party options, it will be a little bit different. So we want to give voters the opportunity to vote early and let them know, please don't wait till the last minute.
I'm happy to talk to you in person. Happy holidays. This might be the last time we see each other through the general election.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot. Great information, Courtney. That's Courtney Bailey Canellas. She is the Registrar of Voters in Sacramento County. We're going to post links at capradio.org/insight. And once again, the deadline to be registered to vote in California's March primary is February 18th. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio.